Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Chulin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Hashoicher of Sama Shechts, Echad Be'oif, one simen, either the windpipe or the food pipe. The windpipe is called the Kanda, the food pipe, the Veshit. Ushnayim Be'behema, or he shechts both simonim by a behema. Shchitasik Sheir, the Shchit is Kasher. To be matir, a bird, Be'achila, it's enough with the Shchit of either the Kanda or the Veshit. By a behema, it will not become mutter le'achila, only with the shechita of both simonim. Chai is the same as a behema. Vayitu says the mission of a rubai shel echad kamayu. Some shechts roiv of the simon, that's like shechting the whole simon. When he cuts through roiv, it's considered shechted. Some rishonim say this means, even if we would have to measure it with some type of a precise ruler that's going to measure this, if the math says roiv is shechted, it's good. Some say no, it has to be roiv hanir la'ayin. You have to clearly be able to look at it and say, oh, roiv was shechted. Vayter zakta mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, atshi yeshchit es haveridin. Even if you shecht the bird the way you're supposed to, you can't eat it unless he cuts the veridin. What are the veridin? The Batanura explains, kimin chutin sha'al shnei tzidei hakana. On the two sides of the windpipe, there are blood vessels, thin, thread-like blood vessels. They're arteries. And this has to be shechted to make sure that the blood drains out. How do we get the blood out of the animal? So, of course, it requires melicha, it requires salting, sometimes roasting. Because sometimes the bird is roasted or salted whole, the Gemara explains that the salting isn't enough. You have to cut the veridin. Furthermore, points out the Batanura, although Rabbi Yehuda's lashon is at sheyishchet es haveridin, he just means to say, while you're shechting the simanim, shecht the veridin, but the veridin don't really have to be shechted the way you would shecht the simanim, even if he punctures it. There's no chiyuv to shecht the veridin, it's just to get the blood out, to drain the blood. There's no tzar balachayim because it's after the animal has been shechted. Vayter says the Mishnah, Chatzi echad ba'oif. If someone shechts halfway through one pipe in a bird, the echad v'chatzi bebehema, or he goes all the way through one pipe and halfway through another pipe in an animal, shchitasai psula. But roiv echad ba'oif. If someone cuts most of the way through one pipe in the neck of a bird, v'roiv shnayim bebehema, or most of the way through each of the two pipes in the neck of an animal, shchitasik sheir, the shchita is kosher. So wait a second, so what's the chiddush here? You told me roiv is good enough. And you told me by oif you need one, and by behemah you need two. So what were we just mechadish? Half is not roiv, so of course it's not good. And half of one of the oif means you don't have the one that you need. And one and a half by a behemah means you don't have the two that you need. So what's the chiddush? Zakta batanura, the Gemara tells us the chiddush is that this is true both for chulin and kachim. I would have thought, oh, by chulin, not by karbonis. That's when roiv is enough, because I don't mamish need the dam. But by kachim, when you need the dam to sprinkle on the mizbeach, roiv would not be enough. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us the chiddush that roiv is enough even by kachim. So, quickly chazring over our Mishnah. If you shecht one simen by oif or two simanim by a behema, the shechita is kasher. The Emes HaShaykh is Lashon of Bidiyavid, but the Batanura explains, by the Oif, it's Saka Bidiyavid, only one out of the two. But by the Behema, it's not Bidiyavid. Two by Behema can't be Bidiyavid. There's nothing better than this. Bidiyavid means I'd rather you did it better, but this is also good. It's not Shaykh to say Bidiyavid by Shnayim Behema, because you can't do better than Shechting through the two Samanim of the Behema. So the Batanura explains, being that we're using a Lashon of Bidiyavid by Oif, okay, one is enough, so we use the same lashon by behema. But really, by a behema, the word a shaychet doesn't really apply. Oh, so you're telling me now that lechatchila you're supposed to shecht both by a knife? Some say yes. That's the bidiyavid over here. Lechatchila, I would like you to shecht both by the oif, even though one is kosher. Some say, no, by a oif, even lechatchila it's kosher. The reason we're using the lashon bidiyavid is in regard to the next halacha that roiv is enough. I'd rather you shecht the whole thing, but roiv is enough. Lehalacha, we say, being that we're not sure 100%, what the Mishnah means. So if you want to do things lechatchila, lechatchila, shecht both simanim by the oif, just like you would have to by the behema, and try not to rely on roiv, try to shecht through the whole simen. Now, who says that birds require shechita at all? Fish don't have to have shechita, so maybe birds also don't have to have shechita. So the Gemara says like this. Matanura quotes it over here. The pasuk says, Zois ha toiras ha behema v'ha oif v'chal nefesh ha'chaya harimeses b'mayim. So what do we have in this pasuk? Behema, oif, and nefesh ha'chaya harimeses b'mayim. Now we know behema requires shechita, for sure. Fish, for sure not. The Gemara explains why. But birds are in the middle. So what is the Torah telling me? Should we compare the birds to the behemoth? Should we compare the birds to the fish? And the answer is, the Torah is telling us, in a way it's compared to behemoth, in a way it's compared to fish. In a way it's compared to behemoth, it requires some shechita. In a way it's compared to fish, because it doesn't require both simanim. So it's like in between the behemoth and the fish. Behemoth needs two, fish needs nothing. A bird needs one. We also learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds by a bird. You have to make sure to cut certain arteries to assure us that the blood drains out, and that this din, that roiv is enough, applies even to kachim.